Girly Whirlies, hello and welcome back to episode two. It's week two, I guess, of the Girly Whirly Show, but it's not episode two because we now do two episodes a week, which feels wild, but very fun. We thought we'd spice up our lives. So welcome back to, I guess, episode two of Just Us Girls. So it's just you and me. Sambe is not here right now, even though he's staring at me right now playing his football game. Don't say anything. Say hi.
I thought that you're breaking the illusion. You're breaking the illusion.
Okay, yeah, you're not here.
And it's not a football game, it's football manager.
Oh yeah, he's not here. Okay, so Sambe will join us for Thursday's episode, but Tuesday's episode is just us girls. So go back to your game there, Sambe.
You just ruined the whole illusion.
No, I haven't.
This is supposed to be a private conversation between you and the ladies.
Okay, and I'll start again.
Now there's
a masculine energy in the room. Yeah, I take it back, Girly. Sam is not here. It's just us girls. And I'm here to chat to you about all the girly things, about what's going through my brain the past week, life lessons. Everything is life lessons, girls. I'm just constantly getting... It's kind of... I actually said to Sam the other day, it's Khloe Kardashian's thing is like, tell God your plans and he'll laugh. Like, life lessons are always being thrown at us, girls. So that's what we got to catch up on. This week, it was my birthday. I have... absolutely milked my birthday. We were in Paris for my birthday and then I was away for a night in the Rabbit Hotel. So, okay, before I skip over Paris, I love Paris. I've been to Paris a few times. So Paris is becoming a city that I just want to become a local. Like, I don't think I'd live there, but I want to visit so much that I just know the place off by heart. So Paris was absolutely fab. We had a gorgeous time, ate and drank our way through it. Didn't really do the museums or anything. We actually just wandered the whole time, which was really fun. Then I went to the Rabbit Hotel in Belfast with some of the girls. It was a little girly spa day. It was a different experience. Like, it's not a calming, therapeutic spa trip. It is like drunk in the heated pool kind of spa trip, but it's so fun. Like, it's kind of a blur because we're just drinking so much Prosecco in the pool in the lashing rain. It's an outdoor, like, heated pool. So the wind and the rain made it kind of comical. Like, it was so enjoyable. So we did a night there. Then myself and Sam did another hotel. We were being so busy, we did another hotel stay. And then I'm going to London with my girls next week. So I'm really milking the birthday. But I can't wait to see my girls because my two best friends are also Aquarius. So it's the Aquarius Queens. So happy Aquarius birthdays to any of my Feb babies, or you might have been January. I do think Aquarius is elite, and I do think February is an elite month for your birthday because it's a shorter month. So you can kind of milk the month and just, you know, book all your dinners, book all your parties, have a Valentine's Day party if you want. We don't really have Valentine's. We actually kind of spent a night in the hotel as our pre-Valentine's because I'm actually going away the day after Valentine's. So I don't take Valentine's too seriously. Flowers, absolutely. But because my birthday's in Feb, I don't really push the boat on Valentine's. But get spoiled. I hope you get spoiled. You should. But Valentine's will be well past by the time you hear this. So you can let me know if you had a shit Valentine's or a good one. We can discuss. That maybe could be next week's episode. But today what we're going to talk about, because it kind of follows on from last week. Last week I was kind of just talking about hitting rock bottom. And then what we learned from hitting rock bottom. And when we hit rock bottom, it can be really easy to fall out of your consistency, of your routine, of your motivation. And in my question box last night, someone actually said, and this is, I'm actually using their exact words because I really liked the wording of it because I think there's two parts to it. So someone asked, can you give me tips on staying consistent with motivation? So I think within that question, there's actually two points. We need to talk about consistency and we need to talk about motivation as separate parts because they both kind of come hand in hand. But I don't know, motivation, I just think, is a different kind of subject. Sorry, girls, before I even begin on that, my face is burning. I got a BBL and this is probably why this episode's going to be chaotic because I can't really focus or concentrate. I got BBL and Moxie done on my face, not a Brazilian bum lift. I wish. No, I don't wish. I actually said Sam, I was like, no, I think my bum's big enough. I don't want a Brazilian bum lift. I got BBL and Moxie done on my face in Eden Medical. It's kind of sore to move my face. My face is on fire. It feels like I spent 2 days in the sun, but apparently I'm going to be stunning and apparently I'm going to be glowing and the pigmentation. I obviously am a very freckled being, but I do love my freckles. I would never zap away my freckles. But this thing does get rid of pigmentation and like blood capillaries. I had loads of them around my nose. It can be for like fine lines and wrinkles. It can be for acne scarring. It's for loads of different stuff. I did vlog it. Sam was recording me getting it done. It was kind of comical. I look crazy with the goggles on. But I will let you know how the next few days go in the next episode. But right now I'm burning. Like I literally just got it done and I feel like I actually, you know, have you ever had such bad sunburn that you kind of get heat stroke or sunstroke and then you're really delusional and you're being a little bit crazy? That's kind of how I feel right now. So again, I'm very sorry for how scatty this solo episode is probably going to be. But that's the nature, isn't it? That's the nature of what we do here. It's just my brain vomit all over you. And I hope you don't mind. Before we begin, girlies, Naked Fashion, of course, the code SOPHIEM will get you 20% off. So do all your shopping online, www.na-kd.com, and they're my favourite. I have my line with them. You can still shop, there's pieces still available, and you can shop everything else and you can get 20% off with the code, and it'll dress you for any occasion, and you'll always feel gorgeous when you're wearing Naked. It's my fave. So finally, let's get back to our staying consistent when it comes to motivation. But we're kind of going to talk about staying consistent in general, and then motivation is like a separate entity, like a separate part. So consistency for me, it all comes down to routine. But then that sounds really stressful already, because you have to be consistent with your routine, and then your routine is going to make you consistent in everything else. So it's actually comes down to like a lot of self-discipline. So it's a really hard one to crack, I feel. It's something I've been working on and constantly wanting to work harder on and get better at. I don't think I'll ever be fully cracked down on consistency and routine. I feel like the only people that have it cracked is like Mark Wahlberg, who is working out at like 3 a.m. Like that level of self-discipline is just not really, it's not really what I desire. It's just, that's a little bit crazy, but good for him. Big slay. He's obviously slaying. But no, I would just like to have a more normal, achievable type of consistency in my life. I also travel. Like, I work for myself, so I'm naturally a bit all over the place. So this is where I have to stay consistent, and I can really struggle with self-discipline. So even this week, I realized, so all week was all over the place because, as I just explained, absolutely milking my birthday. I was drinking a good bit, even though, girlies, I'm quite proud of myself. As I said to you in our last Justice Girls episode, I was talking about alcohol and wine. I think I'm kind of cracking the code on my self-discipline with alcohol. Now, don't hold me accountable to this all the time. I'm sure you'll find me in a club in 37 Dawson on the floor someday. I can't say it'll never happen again. I've actually met you girls out before and I've been on the floor. That I can't live myself. But I also won't allow myself to get the fear because it's a waste of time. But yes, like I've absolutely had nights out where I've met you girlies and like I'm in the gutter. I get drunk very easily, and I think my self-discipline is getting a lot better. It was a big focus I wanted to focus on this year, and I think I'm already kind of cracking it down. I feel like I've kind of got a good grip on knowing my limit and knowing when to stop. And then if I'm like, oh, I'd love a glass of wine, I'm like, no, you don't actually want the glass of wine. What you're seeking is a little bit of escapism. So find that somewhere else. Go for a walk, go to Pilates. Even if it's in the evening, just find something else to do. And then my craving for it will be gone immediately. So in that sense, yes, I've been better at my self-discipline. So I'm proud of that. But what I'm saying all week was there was drink, eat. Like I was barely staying in my own bed, which is fine. That's fun. But it just knocks you totally out of routine is when you're not waking up in your own bed every morning, making your own breakfast in the morning, going for your walk or your Pilates class. I missed Pilates all week. I felt so bad. Poor Nikki. Not poor Nikki, sorry. I feel like I'm letting Nikki down, but this is how I hold myself accountable, because she actually doesn't give a shit. But I'm like, oh, Nikki would be so upset if I don't go. So that's how I make myself go. And that's actually a part of the self-discipline that I'll talk about in a minute. But I missed my Pilates. I barely went to the gym, and I was feeling so good about myself all of January. And then the first week of February is my birthday, and I just, consistency out the window. So I was feeling really bad about it. So this week I realized if I don't crack down on my consistency in my routine. It just makes everything go out the window. I'm not getting my work done. I'm not feeling motivated to do my work, to go to the gym, to work out, to eat well, to look after myself, to journal, all the things that make you feel good about yourself. Once you lack consistency, mainly in your routine, that just goes out the window. It's like habit stacking. Habit stacking is like, I'll go for my hot girl walk, and after my hot girl walk, I'll make a really nice high protein breakfast to feel good and feel healthy, da 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 da. So when you're missing out on one habit, then you're not doing your habit stacking that will consistently be consistent for the day, if I'm making sense. So when I was starting my morning in a hotel room, and then you're traveling for the day, or we actually did go to the gym in Paris, myself and Sam, we've made a rule that when we go away, we still have to gym. So when I go to London, I will be going to a Pilates class on my own, which I'm really nervous. The girls are busy and I'm kind of scared, but I have to do it. This is how I stay consistent in my routine, and staying consistent in my little routines in the morning or bedtime routines, then it makes me consistent in everything else I do. And I feel like when I'm being consistent in at least one thing, at least if it's Pilates or eating my protein or something like that, it does have a knock-on effect of making you consistent in everything else. So when I got on top of the Pilates, or got on top of just like my hot girl walks, I've started jogging on the treadmill. It's been years since I've been running on a treadmill, but I did it. And now, because I've got like that down, that consistency down, it's making me more consistent in my work and like getting my editing done, getting my recordings done, all these kind of things, having my admin days, like locking off time for actually getting my work done. Because before, I kind of copped that I can't cope without routine. I was just all over the place. Like, so during COVID, we were all over the place. And then I became self-employed during COVID. So my self-discipline just didn't exist. I didn't know how to work for myself. I was used to depending on other people. You know, you have to show up to work. You have to show up to school. Someone else is going to discipline you in life, like your boss, you know, people you don't want to let down. But I was never seeing it that I'm letting myself down. If I don't show up, I'm not showing up for myself. I'm just letting myself down. So that's where a big thing of self-discipline has to kick in, and you really need to get, you have to own your own shit. No one's going to do it for you. Like, no one's holding you accountable. A big thing is no one else is going to do it for you. I think we really easily rely on other people to do it for us. I feel like when we're in school, if your friends did their homework, you'll do your homework. If your friends don't do their homework, you're like, okay, I won't do my homework. We kind of rely on other people's actions of what we do with ourselves. I think when we're younger, that's a big thing. Or like even then after school and people are going to college, and it's like, wait, like you've applied for college. Like, no one told me. No, you didn't tell me you were applying for college. I didn't know I had to apply for college. There is a time where you just have to be looking out for yourself. And I think it's really easy, and a lot of people do just depend on everyone else to do it for them. And I don't mean like you're depending on someone to apply for your job or do that. What I mean is, you are maybe still in a really shitty job because all your friends are still in their shitty job. So you don't feel like it's your place to go and do something for you. You're kind of just relying on what everyone else is doing. And like, no one else is going to wake you up and get you to the gym. No one else is going to run a marathon for you. If you want to run a marathon, no one's going to do that for you. If you want to get a new job, no one's going to do that for you. So that's like a big lesson, is just really, and that's where self-discipline is so important, is just having to rely on yourself. And then with that, with no one is going to do it for you, a big thing I learned is you're in control of your own life. That can be such a bitter pill to swallow. And I remember I really struggled with like accepting that. And it was one of the rock bottoms I was telling you that I hit, was when I finally left retail. I was never accepting that I'm in control of my own life. And I stayed in a job that was making me so miserable and giving me such crazy anxiety because I wasn't taking control. I was letting it happen. I was letting myself be really miserable. I was staying in a miserable place where I had the ability to change it all along. But what holds you back is fear, the fear of the unknown, the discomfort. Maybe all your friends are in their retail job, for example, and you don't want to just go and be the first one to change and not know where you're going to go, what you're going to do. I think we all compare ourselves all the time, and sometimes we stay in a stagnant place because your friends haven't done it, or no one else has done it, no one else has made the change. But a lot of the time we just have to be the first one to do it and just do it for yourself and for nobody else. And again, no one's going to do it for you. So I remember when I was having an absolute mental breakdown before going to work one day, And I was just crying to my mom, and I was like, I just don't want to do this. I just can't work this job. I just hate retail. And my mom, God love her, she didn't mean anything bad by it, but I just remember it so well. She was like, but Sophie, like, that's life. Like, no one likes their job. And I was just like, no, like, I actually am not accepting that. Like, I'm not accepting that I just am going to hate my job for the rest of my life. That's just not how I want to live. And like, I was just being delusional, but I'm glad I was delulu because it got me out of there. But I just knew, I was like, no, I actually am not going to listen to that, because I was reading The Secret at the time, which I absolutely love. And I was like, no, I'm not. Just because you're saying that's life and we're all just going to hate our jobs, that's not life. Like, that's not living your life to me. And that was not what I wanted. And delusional little me, I don't know where she got it from, but I just knew that's not what I wanted and that wasn't what I was going to do. And I remember getting so annoyed at her for telling me that. I was like, why would you say that? Like, are you just telling me I'm going to hate my job forever? I'm going to hate my life? But I think it was like her own, I think she was just trying to like bring me back to earth of like, Sophie, life's shit, life's unfair. And which she's so right, life is shit and life's unfair. But I was also like, no, like, I don't have to be miserable every day in this job. Like, I'm taking control of my life. And it was really scary. It was terrifying. I left that job and had no other job lined up. I tried to get a job lined up while trying to leave that job, and it just wasn't happening. And I just bit the bullet, jumped off the cliff and left the job. And thank God I did. It was terrifying at the time. I was miserable at the time. But the relief of when I left that job and the relief of like finally taking control over my life. And then I ended up doing like little agency work, and I was a little receptionist and stuff, which was all fun. Like, I still didn't know what I was doing, but the taking control of my life was just a game changer. So that's a big thing when it comes to consistency and motivation. I think with motivation, it's like a big word and you're like, oh, I'll do it when I feel motivated. I'll go to the gym when I have the motivation. You actually have to do it before the motivation. You actually have to feel in a really shit mood and just do it anyway, and then you'll feel motivated. So a lot of the time, the first time, the first gym session, the first Pilates class, the first job interview, the first date you go on, you might just be like, fuck this. Like, I'm so over this. I feel like I've done the slog. I've done all this shit for however long. I've tried and tried and tried and it doesn't happen. There's never going to be a time that you're just wake up and it's all miraculous and you're motivated for the rest of your life. A lot of the time you just got to do it even when you're in a shit mood. And I always say to Sam, I'm like, when I'm in a shit mood and you're like, go to Pilates, and I'm like, I'm not fucking going to Pilates, I'm in a shit mood. And he's like, but that's the point. Like, go now while you're in a shit mood and you're going to feel so much better afterwards. So a lot of the time the motivation actually comes after doing it when you don't want to fucking do it. Like, I think that's more motivating, is when you prove to yourself that even when you're feeling so low or so down or so angry, get up and do it anyway. And then that's when I feel the motivation. So then you'll feel motivated to do it again because you remember how good it made you feel. Or maybe it didn't make you feel good, but you go again. I think that's the most motivating, is in your consistency. So that's what I mean about consistency and motivation. They kind of come hand in hand, but they're also two separate things, because your consistency, I think, motivates you. When I'm feeling low, I have to force myself to figure it out. None of us want to sit with our feelings. None of us want to sit with our uncomfortable feelings. So when I'm feeling low, I used to just be like, I'm in a shit mood. Life's shit. Life's so unfair. Life's so cruel. Having a little pity party. I hate wallowing, but I think when I'm in a bad mood, I'll wallow. I'll feel so sorry for myself. I was even feeling so sorry for myself 10 minutes ago that my face was on fire. Like, get over yourself. But we do wallow in self-pity. It's easy to do. And especially when you feel like life's against you, when you feel like nothing's going right, it is so frustrating. And that's kind of where I was talking about rock bottom. You just feel like everything's against you and the world is against you. But when I'm feeling low, what I have to really force myself to do, even though I don't want to do it, because I'm like, I want to wallow. I don't want to feel happy. I don't want to smile today. I really have to force myself. And I actually have a mirror marker that I've written it on the mirror, that it's like, why are you feeling this way? And the other day I was feeling so shit about myself. Actually, I didn't even think I was feeling shit about myself. All I knew was my vibrations were so low. My thoughts were really low. My energy was really low. I was actually moving really slowly around the house, around the apartment. I was just like, fuck this, fuck that. Even when I was doing my skincare, I was like, doing my stupid little skincare for my stupid little, you know, like, you know, or, you know, when you're like going on my stupid hot girl walk for my stupid mental health. And I was just being negative about everything. And I actually caught myself being so negative. And I was like, what the fuck are you being negative about? Sometimes it's actually really hard to actually even question yourself about it. But if you can just make yourself question about it, even have a post-it somewhere and be like, why are you being a grumpy bitch? And actually question. So I was like, why am I being a grumpy bitch? Like, what happened between... I woke up and felt good. And now, within a few hours, I'm being a really negative, miserable bitch. So then I backtracked on my thoughts. I was like, okay, what happened this morning? Nothing's happened. Like, I got a really nice coffee. Had I been to the gym? I don't think I've been to Pilates yet. But what I realized was I woke up in the morning and looked at my body in the mirror. Unfortunately, I've realized it's a habit. I just always am like, you know, it's kind of like you analyze your skin or you analyze your body, especially, I guess, if you're really focusing on Pilates or the gym or something. You are then constantly looking at yourself in the mirror thinking, have I made any progress? How am I doing? So I woke up that morning and just looked in the mirror and didn't have tan on. That's always my, like, sometimes I'll say to Sam, I'm hating myself. And he's like, do you have tan on? And I'm like, no. And he goes, that's probably why. Like, never underestimate the power of a good tan. So when I don't have tan on, I'll look in the mirror and be like, Jesus, I fucking hate what I see. Da, da, da. And I know I'm always telling you that I'm always trying to work on that. But unfortunately, it is wired in my brain from the age 10 that I just will be like, ugh, ew, or ugh, ugh, like that part of me or whatever. And I'm always constantly trying to change that. But that sneaks in. Like, that sneaks in. It's literally been in my brain for years. So it sneaks in. And the first thing I thought that morning was I looked in the mirror and insulted myself. I literally started off the day by insulting myself, not even realizing I was doing it because it was so wired into my brain because I did it for such a long time. And I've definitely unwired it, but not fully, haven't fully cut the cord. You know, I think that, I don't know if anyone cuts the cord on their self-hatred. I just think that's something in us, our inner critique. I'm just trying to make my inner critic be kinder. But I realized then, oh my God, that's what made me feel like shit for the past few hours, was I insulted myself first thing in the morning. So all day in the back of my mind, I've been repeating to myself, you look this, you look that, you've da da da. And so immediately then I had to go to the mirror. Mel Robbins always says, high five yourself in the mirror and be like, you're gorge. Like, stop listening to that bully inside your head. Get rid of her today. Like, we're not listening to her. And then I immediately felt that little bit better when I could pinpoint what was making me feel so low. And then I was able to go to Pilates. I felt amazing after Pilates and I was able to force myself back into a good mood, but it actually didn't feel forced anymore. It actually felt like, yeah, what the fuck, why am I in a bad mood? Because I decided to insult myself in the mirror without even realizing I'm gonna have a good day. So when you're feeling really low, that's not when you're gonna feel motivated. It's kind of like living your life like, I'll be happy when. We can't be like, I'll do it when, I'll go to the gym when, I'll wear that dress when. We have to just choose it now. So choose to be motivated now, even if you're being a grumpy bitch on the couch and you're like, I don't want to do anything, I hate my job, I hate my ex, I hate whatever. You just have to choose the, okay, but it's only going to get better in the now. It's not going to be a when. It's never, I'm going to be happy when. What's that story in The Secret? And it's like this really rich man that was always like, I'll be happy when, I'll be happy when. So he made all this money, so successful, and he's on a yacht, his yacht, you know, flown through the water at Barbados or somewhere, and then he's sipping champagne and he was like, this is the most miserable I've ever felt, because in his head it was always, I'll be happy when. And he got it all, and he got his yacht, he got his millions, he got his champagne on the water, but he was still miserable because he never focused on the happy now and like learning how to be content in your everyday. So it's the same thing with motivation. You gotta do it in the moment. It's literally like Nike. Just do it. Even if you're feeling so fucking shit, just get up and do it. So that to me is how you stay consistent with motivation, is it actually comes down to your routine and your consistency in your day to day. And you're not going to feel motivated every day. You're not going to feel motivated every week. You could be so motivated all week. It's kind of like if you say you wanted to start a TikTok and your TikTok is booming, and then boom, one TikTok does really bad and you get loads of hate on it. You're not going to be motivated to keep going. So it's the consistency and just getting through your own naysayer in your head. And that's when you will find the motivation comes, when you just do it anyway. I hope that makes sense. I feel like that was a big jumble of words about consistency and motivation, but it's a big thing in my brain and it comes so much into routine for me. I feel like I always talk about routine, but I've just realized I just can't really cope if I don't have routine in place. And having routine in place, it helps so with so much more than just motivation. It just helps with my well-being and my mood and just everything. I just feel like I'm so much happier when I'm sticking to routine. So my big rule for 2024 is like, even if I'm not waking up in my own bed and having my own little breakfast and going to my local Pilates class, even if I'm like on a trip, I still have to do those things. Even if I, because I used to be like holiday mode or I'm away, like life doesn't exist when I'm away. I don't need to be doing Pilates when I'm away. I don't need to be eating healthy when I'm away. And no, I don't have to be, but for my mental health, like for the sake of feeling good about myself, if I fall out of my routine, which leads to my consistency, which leads to my motivation, it's all a mess. And it's like starting at zero all over again. So at least when you stay consistent, even if you're away, and of course, enjoy being away and enjoy your time off. Always give yourself time off. But it is important to be consistent with your little mental health treats and loves, okay? And you're looking after yourself no matter where you are. Also journaling, always be journaling. I feel like that really helps me as well. Even if I'm on a plane or like wherever I am, I got to be journaling, even if it's in my notes app. It'll just really help. So girlies, I really hope that helped you with your consistency in general and hopefully staying consistent with your motivation. I hope you understand where I'm coming from about there are two different things, but they coincide together. And make yourself a little routine. It can be a morning routine, a bedtime routine, a weekly routine. It doesn't even have to be day to day, monthly routine, whatever it is. But it's really good to set routine in place and that'll just help you with consistency in everything. So girlies, just a quick reminder, the code SOPHIEM will get you 20% off on nakedfashion.com. We are obsessed with Naked and everything I wear is Naked. My big fluffy furry coat today actually is Naked and has a hood. It's really cute. It was hiding me in my redness when I walked out of Eden Medical with my raw red face. So make sure to shop and use the code SOPHIEM. And I love you so much. See you on Thursday for my and Sambe's episode, Your QRA. And I will chat to you, Justice Girls, again next week. I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Love you. Bye.